sycophants, come on out and be the Lori Lewis Trio.
There is a darkness in these hills. I am not afraid. There is a darkness in these hills. I am not afraid. There is a darkness in these hills. Though some may tremble, I am. But I say, hope lives in these quiet hills. There is a darkness in the land. I seek the taste of hope. There is a darkness in the land. I seek the taste. There is a darkness in the land with more sorrow than we can stand. But I say, hope lives in these quiet hills. There is a darkness in my heart. The taste of hope is sweet. There is a darkness in my heart. The taste of hope is sweet. There is a darkness in my heart. But I can feel the healing start. And I say, hope lives in these quiet hills. I say, hope lives in these quiet hills.
Did I lose my way? I don't know. For a long time I've been wandering, searching for a landmark or a sign. For so long I've been wondering, has the light gone out or am I blind? Oh, can you show me where is my guiding star? Night. I used to dance out on the edge. I was possessed, I could not fall. Afraid to dance, I barely crawl. Oh, can you show me where is my guiding star? Hey, can you point the way to the path of my heart? Lead me away from these blue days, sleepless nights. Thank you.
my own, just to be led astray again, with no light of my own to guide me home. Oh, can you show me where is my guiding star? Hey, can you point the way to the path of my heart? Lead me away from these blue days, sleepless nights. Did I lose my way?
It is wonderful to be back at Rocky Grass. Last time we played here, it rained so hard. I'm not going to say that. I mean, I am going to say it, because I know it's not going to happen this time. You might get just enough to cool things off. It'll probably evaporate before it even hits the ground, or you. I got a song I want to send out to the St. Vrain River. I was teaching all week here at Rocky Grass, and that river can change your attitude. When things get kind of slow and awfully dry and dusty, take off your shoes, go stand in that river. Let the negative ions flow around you. And it just makes everything better. When I was a kid and the summers were free, we'd pile in a car with no AC and pouring it east into the heat across the Central Valley. We'd drive our mama near insane till she'd pull over that big four lane, and we started up the winding road to Belle's Cabin. The mountaintop, we'd pull up the road and come to a stop by a rustic cabin with the shutters locked. Sure, it was cooler, but still damn hot. But the pine and scotch broom were in the air. The river was just a few miles from there, just a ways down the winding road from Belle's Cabin. But the river runs through all my memories, twisting and plunging between the trees, boulders smooth and warm as giant shoulders. Now they've chained her and they've changed her so the fish can't even claim her. And I can't find the winding road to Belle's Cabin. On a long and dusty old dirt track, we'd walk to the river and then trudge back, stopping to talk to every horse, every friendly dog, and every cat. And in the water ditch along the road, we'd hide from the sun and dangle our toes, and then we'd start up the winding road to Belle's Cabin. And the river runs through all my memories, twisting and plunging between the trees, sliding past great granite boulders, smooth and warm as giant shoulders. Now they've chained her, but it's cool in here in this air air-conditioned automobile. And it's boiling concrete all the way. They've straightened the curves and smoothed the grade. They've covered up the winding road to Val's Cabin. Smooth and warm on this giant shoulder. Now they've chained her and they've changed her, so the fish can't even claim her. And I can't find the winding road to Val's over here playing the mandolin. I know most of you probably know who he is, but just in case you don't, he originally hails from that great bluegrass state of Connecticut. Plays great mandolin, and I love singing with him. He's been my singing buddy for about the past 15 or so years. Just feels like it gets better and more ripe all the time. Please make welcome Tom Rosum.
Thank you, thank you. More right, I'm trying to get more right every time. All right, we're going to do a Carter Family tune for you now. This is from the original Carter Family. It's called My Dixie Dawn. Down where the honeysuckles are entwined, down with southern winds blowing, there's where the daisies grow. Well, the girls up north in the Camp Pinery, whirling around so soft, can't hold a camp to my Dixie darlings, where I long to be.
My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silver moon with a banjo riding too. My heart is ever true, I love no one but you. My Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
See my gal in North Carolina, drink my booze I please, for that gal on his way. And I'm singing songs of Dixie, darling, there where long to be going, down where the jelly roll's going with my Dixie queen.
My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silver moon with a banjo riding through. My heart is ever true, I love no one but you. My Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silver moon with a banjo riding through. My heart is ever true, I love no one but you. My Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. My Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Tom's got another one for you, and he and I have been working on a new album. We've got it almost finished until he got a
little bit of tendonitis, and we kind of had to hold off it for a while, but he's able to play, and we want to do this new song for you.
This is one written by our friend Cy Conn, great folk singer. It's kind of a, well, it's called Just a Lie. Those good old days were not so good to me. Back on the farm in 1933, depression took most everything we had. Those good old days were mostly pretty bad. Those good old days were really lonely, with cornmeal mush and sometimes fecal beans. Picking up coal along the railroad track. Why would you want to have those hard times back?
Take your hand,
wave goodbye. The good old days just a lie. Just like a plow in steep and rocky ground. Those hard times tore my family all apart. I still can feel that cold wind in my heart.
Take your hand, wave goodbye. The good old days are just a lie.
Times that we had, but you can't spend a silver sun alone, and you can't hear a lonesome fiddle tune.
Keep that mandola. We'll do another one with the mandola. those of you who were hoping to see Nelson, well, Nelson's having an operation. And, I mean, he's going to be fine. He's going to be better than ever. But he's not here today.
And those of you who don't know who Nelson is, that's my mandola. This one here was borrowed from our good friend Mike Marshall. Thank you, Mike. We're going to do the title cut of a CD Lori and I put it together. It's a song she wrote called The Hulk and Laurel.
Oh.
You know, I got to tell you a little funny story about that song. I wrote that song, and a few months back I was traveling. I was up in Spokane, Washington, and somebody came up to me at the gig and said, "Oh, I just want you to know that I really love that song, The Oak and the Laurel," and I worked it up with some friends of mine, and I sang it at some friend's wedding. And I said, "Did you listen to the lyrics?" And she said, "Oh, yeah, we rewrote the last verse." So I thought, okay, that's fine. That's legitimate. That's okay. But what's really weird is the next night I was playing in Missoula, Montana, and a woman came up to me and said, "I want you to know, we do that song, The Oak and the Laurel. We just sang it at a friend's wedding." And I said, "Oh yeah, I met the person you did it with last night in Spokane." And she gave me this very blank look, and no. It turns out it's completely different people doing it at a completely different wedding. And I said, "Did you listen to the lyrics?" And she said, "Oh yeah, we changed the last verse." It's just, you know, you send your little kids out there in the world and you just don't know what's going to become of them. But I'm very happy to create another step in the folk process there. Oh, Daryl, good. Daryl, if you feel like coming out and playing full on here, you could. But right now, please welcome back to the stage the amazing Todd Sikafoos on the bass.
Oh, there he is.
And look who we got.
No, look at that.
We got Daryl Anger playing the fiddle.
He didn't know we wanted him to do the song, but he's a professional. He can handle it.
This is one called Tall Pines, and it's from our Bluegrass Pals album, and uh-oh. It won't last long. Once in my youth, I stood on a mountain and planted some vines in the sand. Every day I looked their way, but I just couldn't understand why they never grew like I wanted them to. I just couldn't understand why. Now I ramble around this whole world through, and today I just happened by. Reaching up for the clouds, tall pines, tall pines. I bet you wouldn't know me now. Thank you.
Daryl Henry.
Thank you.
Something that is just oozing with sweetness, sadness, nostalgia. This is a song that was the International Bluegrass Music Association Song of the Year a number of years ago, and years have gone by since then, but it's still a good one, still a good song, yes, folks. As true today as it was then, back in the last century.
Hundreds of years ago.
It's called Who Will Watch the Homeless?
Turning in showers of gloom as the postman climbs up our long hill, and there's sympathy written all over his face as he hands me a couple more bills.
When I am gone from
There are hundreds of tools. I know them by feel and by name. And like parts of my body, they patch this old place. When I move them, they won't feel the same.
Special guest star we're going to call out, if he's around. He's got an instrument to play. All right, here he comes, ladies and gentlemen, our neighbor, and a good one he is, Mike Marshall.
All right, we've been looking at our watch, we've been watching, we want to play over, so we're looking at the watch and making sure. And you know what we found out? We found out it's time for a tango, ladies and gentlemen. Makes me clear.
2001, I went to a writer's workshop, and it was up in way northeastern Oregon, and the subject matter for the week was the legacy of Vietnam. And I got to spend a lot of time listening to Vietnam vets talk about their experiences, and listen to people on both on all sides of that conflict. And I wrote a poem about it, because after all, it was a writing workshop. And back right when our country was planning on going to war again, I decided maybe I've got to start singing this thing. So we're going to try it for you right now. And we've never sung it before like this on stage, ever. Thank you.
when so many fail. Why am I standing here? I would not volunteer to return to the fight. It is my
songs to do for you, and we'll lighten it up towards the end here. And actually, it still concerns death, but you know, it's the spice of life. A number of years back, I was in a bad car accident, and it caused me to reevaluate my existence, the fact that I lived through it, and I'm whole and healthy, and so people started saying, hey, when are you going to come up with some really great songs about this experience? And I got to tell you, you know, all I wanted to do was block out the whole thing, forget it, pretend it never happened, but it in fact did happen, and I couldn't, I just couldn't. So I decided I'd better deal with it. And I went away on a retreat, because, you know, I'm a Californian. Dan said he didn't know where I live. I live in Berkeley, California. Yep. Born and raised a hippie, and I'll always be one. But anyway, that's beside the point. I went on a retreat because that's what we do. Up in Mendocino, because that's where we go. And I sat and stared at the ocean for 3 days. And on the third day, a song came to me. It was just a little bit different than what I was imagining would come to me, but I just went with it, you know. Pen in hand, wrote it all down. I want to do it for you now.
We have a special guest sitting with us, Mr. Brian Sutton on guitar. If this mandola shrinks anymore, the strings are going to be on the other side of the neck.
Thank you.
got a song to do for you.
Todd Sycophus on the bass there.
You know it. We're going to leave Daryl out, keep Daryl out here for this one, and Brian. Thank you so much. We've really had a great time playing for you.
To all those people at the Rocky Grass Academy, thanks. We had a great week also.
All right. Great. This is perfect timing. We'll be back at the store, I think, afterwards. If you want to come up and meet and greet and say hi and, you know, do that bluegrass thing. Buy a CD from the artist and have him sign, scribble all over it.
The old shaking howdy, thank you.
The old shaking howdy. That's right. I should tell you, I also have my songbooks here. It's got 44 songs in all the bluegrass keys. Songs that I wrote, and you can get the lyrics right. Here's one called Sleepy Eyed John. 1, 2, 3.
Thanks to Brian Sutton.
All right, Lewis.
Thank you. It is so fun to play here. I love it here in Colorado, but I'm not going to move here. Don't worry. Not another Californian. We're gonna take it back down to the trio for the last song here, and it's one that I wrote. I have to say thanks to James Tuttle and all the great sound guys here. It sounds wonderful up here. Thank you. I'd say all your names, but I'd screw them up. This is a song about the inconvenience of love. It's called Don't Get Too Close.
Don't get too close. You know I think I could love you. Don't get too close. I've got my own life to lead. When I lay me down to sleep, I don't want to be dreaming of you. Don't get too close. My heart is something I don't need. You breezed in like a south wind in December. So sweet and tantalizing that I believed in my soul that I began to remember feelings that I thought were dead very long ago. Don't get too close. You know I think I can love you. Don't get too close. I've got my own life to lead.
Thank you so much. Have a great festival. We'll see you around.